Howdy, hi, and welcome. I'm Eric. This is Cut by Cut, going out on iTunes, Podbean, and Radiomutation.com. Today is March 17th, and I know many of you are going out probably to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and to do things like drink a lot of Guinness or eat dyed green foods or perhaps drive snakes from your neighbor's property. But I want to talk to you about a particular moment, something that gets relegated to the footnotes in the annals of punk rock history, the Elk Lodge Riot. You see, as punk crept across America from its pit of primordial ooze in the darkened alleys of New York City, like an overflowing CBGB toilet, a small puddle, vibrant, deep, and equally repellent to the rest of a disco-dimmed America still stuck on classic rock dinosaurs, collected in Los Angeles. Without noticeable acts like the Ramones, New York Dolls, or Blondie taking up the spotlight, acts like X, the Alley Cats, the Plugs, the Zeros, the Wipers from the Pacific Northwest, and the fledgling Go-Go's grew in the darkness, unseen by most of the nation. But on March 17th, 1979, up from the shadow and shade of the clubs, these local acts emerged and gathered at the Elks Hall Auditorium across from MacArthur Park, the same park where Jimmy Webb's love, like a cake in the rain, flowed into the wet grass and left candy floss covers over the blades. But inside the Elks Hall Auditorium, at $5 a head, in all ages, St. Patrick's Day dance was taking place, and it attracted dozens of young punks, as well as the attention of the local police department. And while punks inside listened to music and pogoed and fought for good places under the lighting, the LAPD showed up, decked out in their finest riot gear. A bit overdressed for the occasion of breaking up a raucous group of musicians and fans who simply wanted to enjoy the showcase, stories then mix rather quickly about what happened on this evening and what transpired. Some say the bands were asked to stop, some say no call ever went out. But what ensued was, as film archivist Dino Everett once said, "I have perfect narrative written already for me, courtesy of the LAPD. Why was the LA punk rock different? Because on March 17, 1979, the cops formally declared what many punks already knew, which was that there was a war being waged against the kids by newly crowned chief of the LAPD, Daryl Gates, and his Gestapo. You see, punk rock apparently was a crime. Kids enjoying themselves and dancing and looking a little strange was a punishable offense in the eyes of the local constabulary. And so, without any further ado, I present to you the bands that played the night of the Elks Lodge Riot. X, the Alley Cats, the Plugs, the Zeros, the Go-Go's, and the Wipers. Please to enjoy the Season 2 bonus episode, the Elks Lodge Riot.
Yeah. give me reason to exist. Give me slaughter on the avenue. Give me one last holy kiss. In this night, and are the living dead? They come from the grave to devour human flesh. They walk the streets of death, arise in the shattered hour, approaching the stair of the fall. Your fingertips like fire, and there's a frozen time of heart.
Nothing. Me, I don't I'm nothing. Me, I don't wanna do nothing. To me, art is nothing. So girl, don't you try. To push me around. Don't push me around. You always want me to stop, but I don't wanna. You always want me to stop. Well, I'm not gonna. You always talk about nothing. Me, I don't wanna do nothing. To me, art is nothing. So girl, don't you try. Don't you try to push me around. Don't push me around. Ooh, girl, it makes me so mad. Ooh, girl, it makes me so bad. Don't push me around.
What's the game?
Don't push me around.
What's the game?
Don't push me around.
We are on the internet at Radio Mutation, Podbean, iTunes, and cutbycut.com. You can send ideas for bonus tracks or comments to cutbycutpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at cutbycutpodcast. Check our playlists out on Spotify. Or head over to iTunes and give us a review. We'll see you all Tuesday for the season 2 finale, The Big Takeover.